Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, March the 23rd, 2026. 3/23/26. How about that? First Monday in the season of spring. 18 and a half minutes past the hour. Glad to have you with us this morning and along for the ride. Now, a few things I want to mention here at the top of the program. It was an interesting weekend. And as you know, we like to study, I would say, human nature on this program. And there were a lot of things this past weekend that I think were studies in human nature. And I just want to mention a couple of these. And then we'll go from there. And we can discuss other things going on in the world. Now, what I noticed yesterday, as many of you know, there were a lot of people who probably have high profiles in this community. People who are in politics have a high profile. People who are in media tend to have a high profile if people are watching and listening and you've been around for a long time. People who do things, directors of organizations, things of that nature. Well, anyway, yesterday I saw one of these semi-well-known people. Now, I'm not going to say this is the most well-known person in the world, but it was not the least known person in the world. And they were in the grocery store, and they were buying a few items. They passed by me. They said, "Hey, Scott, how's it going?" I said, "Fine. How are things with you?" And it was a very cordial conversation. Then I saw them go up to the register, and the person who was waiting on them was a very young kid. Kid still in high school. Definitely still in high school. Probably a junior in high school. And they put their few items on the belt. There was nobody behind them, nobody in front of them. It was not busy. And the kid was ringing out their items. And the well-known person said, "Be careful with my bananas." And honestly, that's not something you hear a lot of. Every so often, somebody will say something like that. But that's not a common thing you hear in the grocery store. And the kid, all they did was laugh a little. I mean, like a little giggle. Because I think they thought that the person was kidding. And the person, after that kid giggled, got the most harsh tone with this high school kid, by the way, who's probably never bought bananas in his life, and said, "No, I'm being serious about those bananas." Now, again, this is not a big thing in the world, but if people know who you are, and maybe people don't know who this person is, I have no idea, I know who they are, are these the things that you want to get upset about? Somebody, a little giggle about your bananas? I don't know. It just seemed to me to be a little bit of a harsh moment. I didn't understand it. And I think this is emblematic of how people just want to be rude to each other, which we have talked about over time. And being rude to a high school kid, listen, I don't think anybody wants bruised bananas, but I think there was a better way to handle that, I guess is the way to say it. Now, the second thing I want to mention was something that got a lot of attention yesterday. The Marion Star, and I'm probably not going to come down on this the way that people think I'm going to come down on this, but apparently, somebody pointed this out to me, actually sent me this. The Marion Star ran a picture. Now, I don't think it's been in the hard copy yet, but it has been online. They ran a picture. It looks like, I couldn't honestly tell if it was a parade or not, but they said it was the Popcorn Festival Parade of 1976, the Popcorn Festival Parade of 1976. Well, number one, it certainly does not look like the Popcorn Festival Parade. And number two, for those of us who have been in Marion for a long time, or covering the Popcorn Festival Parade, we know the Popcorn Festival did not start until 1981. So, there could not be a Popcorn Festival Parade in 1976. And I'll tell you, once that was realized, people were writing nasty comments in the comment section of the Marion Star. And you know what I thought? I thought, you know, first of all, I don't know who put this in the paper. I really don't. I didn't go that deep on it. But you've got one person essentially working at the Marion Star at this point. This person working at the Marion Star was probably not even alive in 1981 or 1976. They certainly, I don't even think they still live in Marion, so it's not as if they know the history of Marion. Why are people giving them a hard time about this? Now, do you want to get it right? Sure you do. Sure you do. And I would guess that they will try to get this corrected before it goes in the hard copy of the paper. But is it really necessary to start a whole comment thread about the year being wrong of this picture? I mean, are people really looking at this picture saying, oh my goodness, the year is wrong. That wasn't the Popcorn Festival Parade. Like it's life or death. Now, again, I think you try to get it right. I think you always try to get it right. But we have to accept the fact that the people working at the Marion Star are few and far between, and a lot of them have no access or frame of reference about history in Marion. That's just going to be a section that they are light on. So, you know, yes, you want to get it right. Yes, I hope they correct it. But, you know, to get as angry as people were getting, I thought was a little rough. In any event, those are my two things this morning. I do want to remind everybody there will be a city council meeting tonight, full city council meeting tonight, 6:30, second floor of City Hall. Should be interesting. It's my understanding it's the last meeting before the plan is due to the state auditor. Go ahead, Colin.
They need to come to pure Marion.
They need to come to pure Marion, as we all do.
Exactly. You know, the Marion Star only has stories coming from here. The rest is all composed over Mansfield.
Right, but I would guess, and I did not look at this, but I would guess somebody submitted that picture, or I don't think the Marion Star pulled it out of the archives. So whoever submitted it probably put the wrong date, or they misrepresented exactly what the picture was. But I don't think that the Marion Star should have to walk the plank on this. I mean, it's not like they have a whole section there of people fact-checking every picture that somebody submits to them.
Well, you'd think there would be a little bit of professional integrity to what they publish.
Well, but the problem is that you've got one person working there.
Whoa. She's only doing stories. She's not composing the publication.
She's not composing, but who would check the date on this picture besides her or an editor that's not even in Marion?
She obviously wouldn't, because she's not in composition. She's not putting the paper together. She's submitting reports, stories, etc.
Right. So
quite possibly, that could be a parade from maybe, I can't remember when the last U.S. Open Drum and Bugle Corps competition took place. Possibly, it could be that.
Right. And maybe it was. But I don't understand the anger. It's not like this was a lead story. It's not like they
people
were...
People look at the Marion Star as their personal newspaper.
Oh, I don't think they do anymore.
Well, why else would they be bitching, moaning, and groaning?
Well, because anytime somebody gets something wrong, you know, it's like a television. If your television's working, you don't say anything about it. But the moment your television breaks, you complain all day long. And this was a moment where they clearly were wrong, and they were wrong because of the year that they had printed. But did it need that kind of vitriol? I mean, was this a make-or-break story that this was a picture of the popcorn parade?
Well, apparently it was to some people.
Some people
felt crushed about that because it's not what was actually happening. The Marion Star is pretty much the archives of the history of Marion.
Well, then I would guess that the person who submitted it should have gotten it right. Did they even know what they were looking at?
Well, it should have been checked. Whoever the publisher was, whoever composed the publication. It's just like, I'm sure you've seen in a lot of college required readings, the books, a lot of misspellings and errors in the writing.
Well, let me put it this way.
It's unbelievable that they don't really edit that well.
Well, let me put it this way. I guess here's the point. Again, this is one of those situations. Am I saying that they were right to do it? No. No, you don't want to misrepresent things. But do I think they intentionally misrepresented it? No. Do I think that the person who got this picture knows anything about the Popcorn Festival or the year it started or what this could have been? No. Do I think that that would have been on the front burner of their story writing? Probably not, with a low staff. And I guess the problem is, and I guess why I'm defending them in this, because they were getting such heat, is that, you know, we have had people come on this station and talk about Marion history. And they have been wrong a lot. They've been wrong a lot. And I could cite you the examples where they were wrong. And
Oh, do. Please do.
No. Because, again, this comes back to the point. Either that was the way they remembered it, or that was what they thought happened. But why do that? What's the point in coming in and saying, you know, you were wrong. You were absolutely wrong, and we've got to come back and correct that. I don't think that that's necessary. I just think that if you go back before this gets in the hard copy and you change the wording from popcorn parade to drum and bugle parade, nobody, what does it matter? Why does it take...
It's recognizable the location actually is, or is it just an image of a parade?
Right, but again, what I'm saying is...
Well, what I'm driving at is, for all we know, it could have been Orville Redenbacher's parade, you know?
Exactly. And is this what's going to make or break people's life?
Apparently to some people.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Some people, some people would bitch if you hung them with a new rope, you know?
Well,
some people you just can't make happy.
You got to be careful with that phrase. Somebody got in trouble once for saying that phrase on this station.
What's that?
The rope phrase.
Well, what's wrong with saying some people would bitch if you hung them with a new rope?
I don't know. It was brought up as saying something inappropriate in the past. I think it's...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Put me in the stocks down in Center and Main Street and give me 50 lashes.
Well, I guess this is the main point we're talking about from the person, well-known person who was complaining about their bananas, to the misrepresentation of the year or the popcorn parade or whatever it was. It's that, yes, you can say don't bruise my bananas. Yes, you can say...
Bananas are euphemism or what?
No, I just did a whole story on it. You must have tuned in a little late.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the... you can say, hey, Marion Starr, the popcorn parade didn't start till 81, so this obviously cannot be a picture of the popcorn parade if it happened in 1976. You might want to check on that. We don't need 50 comments trashing the Marion Starr for doing that. I mean, it's overkill. It's a nasty attitude, and it's not needed.
Well, see, that's what we get with the internet. There's no accountability. Just like Warren Buffett said, the internet will be like the CB radio craze. Everybody got on there and they thought they were anonymous, particularly if they did not get their license, and they could say, do what pretty much they wanted to do. And it's almost the same way with the internet, you know?
Yeah, but the
people say things that they wouldn't say face-to-face with other people.
Well, I'll give you an example. Somebody went on this station one time, a host, not a guest. I mean, you can't control what the guests say. But a host went on and told a story about a trip to Washington, D.C. And they talked about how they met somebody of note in Washington, D.C., and this huge story followed about what happened in Washington, D.C. Now, lo and behold, years later, I ended up actually running in and talking to that person that they said they had met. And that story stuck out in my mind so much that I went to that, I said, hey, you know, I remember the story of such and such telling me about the time that you did this and you did this and you did this. And they said, I never did that. That never happened. So, you know, that's not even checkable history. But I'm sure people who heard that story think that that happened. It didn't.
Well, I can remember the time I went to Minnesota and I met Abe the Blue Ox.
Well, you know something, though? Here's where it looks, because I used to believe people straight out, and there was somebody who would be considered an historian in Marion. And they told me, and I can even tell you the person who they said they met, Bud Collins, the famous tennis announcer. He's gone now.
For the Boston Globe.
Boston Globe. And this person said that Bud Collins had come to Marion. They had hung out with this person. There was a whole big, long story. Well, lo and behold, one morning, Bud Collins appears on my show. So why wouldn't I bring that up? I took that person at their word. So I say, and I know one of your friends here from Marion is out there listening this morning, blah, 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 blah. And I told the story that this person had given me about Bud Collins. And it was a very defined story about what had happened. Bud Collins said, I don't know that name. I don't recall that ever happening. And that happened on the air. So, you know, we have to really give people a little leeway here and understand that maybe they're remembering it wrong. Maybe they have told that story so many times that they start to believe it. Maybe...
Well, you know, it's like I'm sure everybody or a majority of people out there have played the telephone game when they were in grade school. You start at one end of the class, and you have a phrase, and by the time it gets to the last person, last row, it's nothing like the original phrase.
No, and I guess the bottom line on this Marion Starr story is, do I think that the Marion Starr was trying to intentionally mislead somebody? No. And I'm sure now that they know that they are wrong, they will fix it. So if you're not trying to intentionally mislead somebody, it's not malicious, and the malicious response that they got, I don't think was necessary.
Absence of malice.
There you go. Thanks for calling.
To a better tomorrow.
All right, again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to weigh in on this or anything else, first Monday in spring. Aren't we happy about that? Again, City Council meeting tonight, second floor, City Hall, 6:30 p.m. Won't that be a lot of fun? But I'll tell you, people's attitudes are a little rough around the edges, to say the least. I'm not sure what's going on with that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
I think that a lot of people are just tired of half-assed. They're tired of leadership lying to them. And as, you know, Grandpa Schmidt used to say, when you've had enough, you've had too much. So to speak to the Marion Star story, you know, maybe, you know, people are probably going overboard. It's, you know, not a life or death story. But as I said, they've had too much. And people are recognizing that everywhere you go, everything's half-assed today. You can't get quality service. You can't get quality products. You can't get quality leadership. You're paying top dollar for everything, even the leadership. I mean, you know, you got Cheryl Plaster making, you know, more money than anybody else in the county practically. So I think people are exasperated. A quick story when you said about, you know, people telling these stories. I used to work at Labor Mill Works a while back, and we were sitting in the another guy was telling the story of back in high school, how he played football at Marion Harding, and, you know, how he, you know, caught the game-winning touchdown, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So myself and another person in the room, we did play for Marion Harding in the same years. We graduated all together. And, you know, I looked at him because I don't remember this person even playing football at Marion Harding. So, right.
And you know, I guess that's what was interesting to me about this story, because we have talked so much on this show about groups that are intentionally misleading people today. Now, they mislead with, you know, something. They know they're misleading people. Let's put it that way. And I don't think the Marion Star knew they were misleading people with this story.
But the, yeah, I agree with that.
But the problem is, the groups that know that they're truly misleading people don't get called out on it, because they stand behind the idea of really politics for the most part, or we just have no proof where we can be proved wrong. We can't be proved right, but we can't be proved wrong. And the reason that the Marion Star got caught in the ringer here is because the Popcorn Festival didn't start till 81. So when you label,
yeah, I saw the story, and I wasn't sure about the exact date of the Popcorn Festival start. I knew it wasn't in the 70s. So yeah, it you know, rang a bell with me too.
Right, and again, I'm sure they will correct this, but I don't think they did it with malicious intent. But there are so many groups that do it with malicious intent, but they only do it when they can't be proven wrong. But again, they can't be proven right. This was just one of those hard facts. So,
well, it's funny you say that too, because in that story I told you, this person wasn't actually somebody I was fond of. So anybody that knows me knows that If you tell a lie about me, or you say something on me, I'm gonna confront you face to face. I'm gonna put it out there immediately. I don't care what setting we're in. When I worked at Habitat, I caught Lynn Zucker and Chrissy Neff in lies repeatedly, and they went, "Oh, my bad," or "Oh, this," or "Oh, that," and then you turn around, and I'd have witnesses. People would sit there and watch this. I had Steve Lawrence come to me and tell me, "Oh, Lynn told me this, this, and this." "Oh, really? Well, let me get Lynn Zucker on the line and put her on the spot." I'm real big, and I think that's what a lot of these news outlets and people, they depend on. People won't confront them. It's kind of like sitting at a light, and the light changes, and nobody moves because you know the person at the front's on their damn phone. But it's rude. It's not socially acceptable to honk. Trust me, I'm honking. I got shit to do. Get out of my way. Put the phone down. So, again, I'm exasperated. That's where people are at. And, you know, I took journalism in high school. not because I wanted to be a journalist. I think it was probably about, you know, the pick of the females in the room.
<It's> Well, there you go.
But same with typing. But, you know, spelling is kind of a pet peeve of mine. And, you know, the whole thing with the Marion Star, you are a newspaper. Facts matter. You know, proof checking, you know, spell checking. Oh, my God. I mean, we have apps that do this. Everything you use and type today has a spell checker. You just got to use it, you know. So, again, I think people want quality. I think people are tired of the half-assed, you know, just the society we live in. And there's my opinion.
Right, and I agree. And again, I say the same thing. I say once they were aware that they had it wrong, they should have corrected it. I'm guessing somebody submitted this picture. I don't think they had the picture. So I think they were probably given the wrong information. But the problem is that when somebody doesn't intentionally give bad information and you don't give them a chance to correct it, and it's just this long line of vitriol criticizing the organization as being wrong all the time. Well, I don't know if they're wrong all the time. I mean, they got the year wrong on the picture, I guess, but I don't know if that's the end-all, be-all of the world. I don't, you know, it's very hard when somebody gives you, there are certain things that are hard to fact-check, especially if you're not from the area you are reporting in. And if somebody would hand you a picture and say, okay, this is a picture of the Popcorn Festival from such and such a year, could you please run this? That's probably not the first and foremost thing on your agenda to fact check, because it's not really even a story. It's just a picture.
Right, but a good response maybe from the Marion Star is to say, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Does it deserve the gravity of, you know, what I took or what the paper is taking in the comments, you know? But I'm going to go back again. People, when they reach their limit, when they've had enough, they've had too much, so they're going to latch on something small to get the ball rolling.
This is true. This is true.
And I think the newspaper needs to say, you know what? I mean, they use AI, too, because I read it. And, I mean, Newsweek, Time, they use AI because you can see the words are run together. And it's not hard to see. But I think, you know, just how I struggle with my words now, I have had some health issues, and I struggle with my words. So I have to be cognizant of that, and I have to remember that we're human, that we all make mistakes. I mess with you. You know, sometimes you might want to get your eyes checked there, buddy.
Yeah.
But you know, I mess with you that, you know, words matter. And if you're going to quote somebody, you got to quote it right. Can and can't are two different words.
Right. Right. And I think and I think that's totally valid, because it is, you know, it's just the way that things go over a period of time. I think some things that are very important to some people, other people probably don't remember them exactly as verbatim. Like I told, you know, the stories of the historian and the radio host who completely misrepresented things. Now, will anybody know that they completely misrepresented them? Probably not, because it would be terribly hard to even check those facts. So, you know, I think, though, it's...
We live in a fake book society. I mean, you know that.
We certainly do.
You know, what you see on fake book is 99% of the time not what you get when you actually live in somebody's home or if you're a fly on the wall. And I'm not picking on anybody. We all have our private persona. We all have our public persona, and that's fine. But when, you know, what you put out in public is drastically different from who you are in private, you know, who you are when no one is looking is who you really are. So
that's true. I agree. Hey, thank you for calling. Happy Monday. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And again, tonight's City Council meeting, full City Council meeting, 6:30 tonight at City Hall, second floor. And I believe this is the last meeting before the plan goes to the state auditor. So maybe we'll hear something about that. No, I'm not going to be for sure on that. So again, don't come back and quote me on that I was wrong. You know, we have to give ourselves a little bit of leeway. Go ahead, caller.
Gee, if you only had Dr. Ruth today.
I know.
Psychology.
I know.
You know, what you're bringing up about people talking about stuff and that, I happened upon somebody by the name of Don Shipley on YouTube, and he's a former Navy SEAL, and he has his own campaign to protect the image of the Navy SEALs, and he goes after stolen valor. And some of these people that shooting their mouths off, talking about this and that, being in the Navy and being a SEAL, etc. It's just amazing what some people will do to cash in on valor and that. When you get a chance, take a look on YouTube under Don Shipley and see some of these people. It's just amazing what they will do.
All right. Thank you. All right. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, tonight, and I think we did hear this on the news report this morning, that they will be talking about the land across from Logan Tire being annexed to the city, I believe, for a dollar store. So I guess we'll see how that all shakes out. I think that came up in the past at one point. You know, always something to talk about, isn't there? Go ahead, caller.
Sean, good Monday to you.
Happy spring.
It is. And I could tell this morning when I woke up with my sinuses doing whatever it is that my sinuses are doing. They're not cooperating.
It'll be a rough 3 months.
Three? That's it?
Does it go into June?
No, I get a reprieve around December, and it starts all over again.
Oh, December! So you've got a rough move.
You name the environmental allergy, and I've got it. So this is the time where I go from of year where I go from one allergy medication to two allergy medications and a nasal spray. Time to buff it up. But tonight, City Council, they're talking about annexing the land across from Logan Tire to put in a Dollar General, or where. I'm assuming to put in the Dollar General. You know what they've been talking about putting in the Dollar General for a year and a half? And then when I asked about it, I was making up lies and spreading rumors.
I do remember this.
Yeah, they're having that conversation tonight, for real.
Maybe they've signed the paperwork now, I guess.
Well, it's the estate of the man that died that owned it. And I haven't looked recently, but last I looked, which was months ago, before I was told that I was crazy and making up lies and all this other stuff, because they really did have a meeting. And they really did invite select members of the public and select elected officials there to talk about this. And they had already talked about, we're going to annex the land, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. They even mentioned that they needed to wait for Rob Cowell to get back from vacation so they could talk to him about traffic signals and such. So, you know, I have no problem with stuff going in down there. We need something down there. That area gets cut off by trains for half a day. You know, it's not unheard of. But once again, I'm going to say they lied to us, because Collins acted like he didn't know what the heck I was talking about when I mentioned this. You know, none of those things were said. I was taken to task by someone in the audience. Who's an esteemed member of the public who happens to go to the church where the meeting was held. I never said the church's name, but I was taken to task for spreading lies and rumors, and I needed to apologize. So I went ahead and apologized to the pastor at the church. I left a voicemail and an email. I never heard anything. But even Mary Stoneburner, on the way out of the meeting that night, was, why are you doing this? Why would you drag these people through this? Why would you say these things? Why would you spread these rumors? Okay, well, apparently they weren't rumors. And now I've got people sending me messages like, the only reason we even knew about this is because of you. Is the meeting open to the public tonight? When are they going to stop ruining us by rumor, Scott?
Well, you know, I wonder what people new. Because
didn't they make it out to seem like I just pulled this out of the thin air that night?
If I remember right, that was kind of the connotation, but I wonder,
I mean, somebody that had been at the meeting told me that this is what happened.
Right. But I guess I wonder if the person who said something in the audience knew what was going on, or if Mary even knew what was going on, because I don't think she attended.
Well, you know what? If they didn't, then they didn't need to attack me, did they? Because I was asking questions, and I was getting no answers. I wasn't spreading rumors. I was telling the truth, and I had, technically two elected officials, because the other person is an elected member of the public also. Two elected officials yelling at me for asking questions, and I'm spreading rumors, and I'm causing trouble, and I'm causing division, and all these other things. No, I was just 8 months early on the truth.
Yeah, but you know the thing of it is that, and I guess this starts out where I started out this morning, about the well-known person in the community being kind of nasty to a high school kid about their handling of their bananas yesterday at the grocery store, and it goes back to people getting angry about the silliest things. You know, I field far more comments.
Did I mention the name of that church that night? No one knew who it was. I never said anything. I wasn't blaming the church. The church just happened to be where it was held. And I was taken to task for even mentioning the fact that it was held in a church on Lee Street.
Well, right. But I guess what I'm saying is that even...
That's something silly to get upset over.
Well, trust me, there are a lot of things silly to get upset over. I mean, I am surprised at the things that I say in passing that people... really, that I wouldn't even consider, you know, 10% important to anybody's life, and people act as if, boy, you're really going after people. It's so, people, I'm not sure what it is.
You don't even say anyone's name, or you don't, I mean, how can people imply these things are about them? My assumption is, unless it's about you, you wouldn't think it's about you. You know what I mean? Or unless you feel guilty, or I'm not saying you felt guilty or anything, but like if it's not about you, then you wouldn't be upset. You wouldn't take an affront. And if I didn't say the name of the place, why is somebody from their congregation accosting me in the city council gallery, whatever the heck you want to call it, audience? I mean, I didn't say the name of the church, so how can one of their parishioners jump me for it?
Well, it might be a good question, you know.
No, we're past the question, because the pastor jumped on a comment section this morning and told me she accepted my apology. That ship's done sailed. I'm not apologizing for telling the truth, so there's no apology to accept. None's being offered at this point. One was offered twice last year in July. It was never acknowledged.
No, wait a second.
I don't care.
No, I'm confused. So she accepted your apology...
this morning.
Right.
So last year in July, I sent an email and a 6-minute voicemail, and you know how Naomi likes to document everything. I took a screenshot of the phone call to prove, because if that same audience member came to me and said, you never apologized to the pastor, I was going to say, oh, yes, I did, just because your pastor didn't acknowledge it doesn't mean it didn't happen. So Naomi was smart and kept the proof. So I have the proof that I apologized to this pastor.
Right, but I guess...
Nothing was acknowledged until this morning. Oh, well, I accept your apology. There's no apology to be had in 2026. It was to be had in July 2025, when I was made out to be a liar and everything else.
But
March of 2026, when I'm right, I'm not apologizing for telling the truth.
Right, but I guess I guess that's the question here, is what's the reason to accept... Why even say I accept your apology on their behalf... when the story
it was the pastor that accepted my apology this morning.
Right, but why?
And I told her, respectfully, honey, I didn't say honey, but respectfully, there's no apology to be accepted at this point, so, yeah.
Right, so
she
I guess...
she didn't get neither my phone call nor my email. She didn't get either of those. Neither of those were forwarded to her, so...
But wasn't the apology for...
lying and spreading rumors.
Lying and spreading rumors. But
mm-hmm.
when the story proves out to be correct, why would that be the time to accept the apology?
Good question. Especially since there isn't one now.
Well, I guess I just don't understand that. That seems a little convoluted to me.
I said I'm not going to apologize for telling the truth. I was, you know, guilted. Basically, I had done such a horrible thing that I needed to apologize. Okay, I can be a decent human and apologize, even, you know, if I hurt somebody's feelings and I didn't mean to and it wasn't my intention, I can tell you I'm sorry. But when I do it twice and you don't acknowledge that I'm breathing till 8 months later, that apology doesn't, that one doesn't last. That one doesn't work anymore.
You know,
and I just wanted to say,
yes,
that it's little Christy Ness group that she's got going over there, the Martin Luther King Neighborhood Park Association that she's got going over there, is the one that orchestrated this little behind the scenes meeting. She's the one that had her fingers in it. Mark Davis is the one that endorsed her. Mark Davis is the one that announced this. So if you think this isn't political down there, and who you know, Sean Barr, I've got an email from Sean Barr that says he's friends with the woman that's trying to sell this land now. So he better recuse himself, because I've got it in writing that says he's friends. So if he wants to try something other than recusal, we're going to have a problem.
Well, it should be an interesting meeting. Well, I think it's the last meeting before the plan goes down to the state.
I think it is.
And
I thought someone said April 1st, but my days are kind of screwed up, so I'm not positive on that one.
No, and that's what I say. I'm not totally positive that it is April the 1st, but I think I've heard that several times.
So, who knew the Dollar General would be such a controversy?
Well, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if anybody brings anything up in regard to that tonight.
I plan on it. Y'all gonna stand and call me a liar for I don't know and yell at me and everything else? And what? No, I think I'm the one that's owed an apology.
Now, do you think they'll apologize?
No, I don't want it either. They could shove it sideways as far as that goes. But I think I'm the one that is owed it. I'll just keep busting out their lies. Maybe they'll stop lying. Maybe eventually they'll stop lying.
Well, maybe that's the question.
They know I keep screenshots from 8 months ago of phone calls that I made. I mean, imagine the files I actually have built up on them.
Right, but maybe that's the question. Why did you say it didn't happen when clearly now we know it does? Because that would warrant an answer. I'd like to know what that answer is.
No, I suppose we'll need to ask it.
No. We'll see what happens tonight. Should be interesting.
Talk to you later, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, we've started off spring here, nice, hot, and heavy this morning, which is not a bad thing, and we're going to go to a quick break and be back right after this.
Score Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?